29 altogether. Now, there is some disagreement about it. There's one member of our family that says we're 32. But I think the 29 is correct. It would have been 25 sons and $4 instead of 29.
What, you think your grandfather, is either your grandfather or your great-grandfather was born in Montgomery?
Yes. And then they came, he is buried, his name was Henry either Jesse or Desi Stone. Mm-hmm. That is something we're not sure about. Some of the family says it's Desi and some say it's Jesse. Mm-hmm. But we're sure he's the same one because it couldn't have been another one with that big family.
Yeah.
But he is buried. We know that he is buried in Iola. Mm-hmm. And we can't get there now except by boat. It's just all grown up, that area. Mm-hmm. And you can only reach it by boat.
What about your grandmother on your father's side?
My grandmother was a Yon.
Uh-huh.
And Y-O-N.
Uh-huh.
And the two families were greatly intermingled. Yons and Stones. They married and intermarried. And there was a lot of cousins marrying, you know.
That's kind of a unusual name. Do you know what?
Y-O-N. No, I don't know too much about that, but I'm trying to find out. I know that the Yons and the Yon family, there are quite a few Terrell Higdons, and that was my dad's name.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Stone family, there are quite a few.
Hmm.
It's a very popular name.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know where your grandmother was born?
No. In this area, I think, probably around Blountstown.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where the Yons came from. They are in Texas. There are a lot of our people in Texas and in Atlanta, and Montgomery. And I heard of some yesterday in Birmingham. I'm sure they're kin to us. They would have to be everywhere. I've just gotten acquainted with some in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to go up to Atlanta recently?
No. I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about him through another cousin who is a new cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a son who lives in Orlando that is working on the family history.
Mm-hmm.
I've not yet contacted him but plan to do so soon.
Sounds pretty interesting. Meeting all the relatives that you never met
before. We've visited some of the graveyards, you know, when we've gotten some information there.
Are you active in historical society?
Oh, yes. We have a small historical group here, just 12 members.
Mm-hmm.
And it is limited to 12 members. Our bylaws provide that. And, of course, we do try to keep active members
mm-hmm.
in the group. When people can't be active, they resign and we elect others.
Did you do much work at the museum?
You talked with Miss Branson.
Uh-huh.
She can tell you more about the Historical Society and Museum than anyone else because she worked there for many years. I'm sure she
mm-hmm.
told you that. But the Society has backed quite a lot of programs and we are really very proud of what this little group has accomplished. Of course, we don't have much money, and so we don't do a great deal money-wise, but we sponsor different projects, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through our group and through our sponsoring these programs that they have come about, and we are very keeping up the